Now, trials that are ongoing are rapidly being changed in terms of their eligibility to incorporate KRAS, and one is the intergroup study that Alan Vanook is heading. But there, although they are comparing cetuximab to bevacizumab with chemo, there's also a third arm with a combination. Of course, it's being modified to only include KRAS wild patients. But do you think that third arm is justifiable at this point?
I did not participate directly in the discussions, but I know that this was a topic of very hard discussions within the intergroup. Some people would think that at this point we have enough evidence that there is no benefit for the combination and this arm should be stopped. Other people have argued that since the review of the results for the patients who had been treated so far did not show any detrimental effect for the combination, that would be important to complete the trial and move on forward. Personally, I have serious questions if this third arm will turn out to be positive. We have at least two trials well done, well conducted, showing that the combination in first line is not beneficial.
And I guess they actually looked at the KRAS wild patients specifically, too.
Yeah. KRAS2 had this incorporated from the beginning, so I don't think that just by selecting the wild type that we're going to make a huge impact. Nevertheless, since this is a prospective trial and the IDMC has reviewed and has not found a detrimental effect for the patients, I couldn't fault them for continuing the trial. Personally, I probably would have dropped that arm and finished the trial earlier with the two other arms.
What about the combination of cetuximab and bevacizumab without chemo, including in a non-protocol setting? Is that something you utilize?
The question for the two antibodies together without chemo, it's very complex, because if you assume that the problem with the combination and chemotherapy was in interaction with the chemotherapy, then it will make sense to use them together. If you assume that it's something related to the antibodies themselves, then it makes no sense to be used together. Right now, I rarely use the combination without chemotherapy. I think that it has a role perhaps in third and fourth line for patients who were previously untreated with the antibodies following the results that we had with the BONE2 trial. In first line, I would not use both together without chemotherapy.